The KJS Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
That's right, you are indeed listening to the KJS Show, where we bring you the most inspiring voices of the jazz world. And for today's edition, you know, in celebration of International Women's Day, we carry on with engaging incredible women who are working in the jazz space and celebrate their meaningful contribution to our noble sound and beloved art form. And today's edition of Page 3, the artist feature, we have the immense pleasure, you know, of welcoming an extraordinary artist. She is an Italian bassist, composer, and a sonic explorer, Laura, whose music defies convention and thrives on innovation. From her deep grooves to her atmospheric compositions, Rosa Brunello is a force to be reckoned with in the contemporary jazz scene. And of course, a visionary musician who's worked with some of the most exciting collectives and has been a strong advocate for women in jazz music. Of course, we'll also talk to her about her music, her journey, her creative process, and what it means to navigate the scene as a woman in jazz music. Of course, her music also brings together a very necessary jazz conversation for the afternoon. Kofifi FM, please welcome Rosa Brunello.
Yeah, hello. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
It's a pleasure.
Are we saying it correctly, Brunello?
Yes, your pronunciation was super amazing. Thank you. I'm impressed.
We got it.
Yes, you got it.
Let's start here. What drew you first to the bass? I mean, how did you fall in love with jazz?
It's a very typical situation when a child starts to study music. In my case, it was with the piano and then the guitar. And then there was a band of friends, very young. We were super young, like 15 years old, 14 years old. They were looking for a bass player. And my father had an electric bass at home. So, and I knew how to play the guitar. So it was very close to start with the electric bass. We started to play, you know, the punk session in the garage or some Nirvana, Kurt Cobain songs, something like that.
Yeah.
And then I with my school friends, we started to play reggae and dub. So from that I decided to study properly music, the bass, to study properly the bass, electric bass. And there was this jazz school in my town led by a great trumpet player from my town, and so he just took me and directed me to jazz. Then I, you know, then I went to study in the conservatory, and then I started this process with jazz. I didn't grow up listening to jazz, so I arrived to jazz, let's say, with the school, you know, studying it. So actually my approach was was in the beginning was very didactic. How do you say?
Didactic, yes. Yeah.
Didactic. Obviously then I felt in love with that. but I also feel that my roots are not really that, you know. So yeah. Now what I try to do is to combine all the influences I have and I had in my experience.
I actually wanted to talk about that. You know, your biggest influences growing up. I mean, you went to study jazz and you were, you know, sampling a lot of music around the time as well. What really inspired? Because, I mean, you're looking at, you know, your music blends a variety of styles to avant-garde jazz to experimental soundscapes. How would you describe, you know, your artistic identity maybe, you know?
I can't. Yeah, I mean, if I need to find few words to describe that, for me it's impossible, because you know, there was a time when I was playing reggae, then dub with another band. Yeah. Then I did a lot of improvised sessions with different musicians. Mm-hmm. Then I met, you know, when you start to play with other people, with other musicians from different countries, even more, then your influences are always more and more and more, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know what to say. this is why I don't want to stay in only one, you know, one train, but I want to take a lot of trains. And
oh, listen, incredible. I mean, your compositions also, you know, have an atmospheric storytelling, I suppose, quality about it. When we speak about these different trains, let's talk about your creative process. How does it all come together then? You know, where do you draw this inspiration as Rosa?
Well, the last two albums, maybe you are referring to those two, that are Sounds Like Freedom and Senseless Acts of Love, are two albums that I and Tommaso Cappellato, my producer and my manager, that we build up in a totally different way from how I was used to do music before. So before these last two albums, before 2021, I was composing, writing music, arranging for a quintet, a quartet, you know, I was really into that writing and composing style, let's say, no? Then with these two albums, we worked in a different way that was that is starting from improvisation sessions in the studio. So we played a lot, me and my fellow musicians. We yeah. played improvising with some direction, because before going to the studio, I send them all of them a list of references to listen to. So we went there knowing that what we were going to look for, you know. And it's, for me, it's always good and funny as well, because when I want to reach something, I don't reach it.
Yeah.
But I reach something else. And this is, for me, more original also, no? Because you try to do that thing that the other does, but you are a different person, you are a different musician, so you reach out something different. And for me, that's a good thing.
Thank you. We have been listening to really great music, and our special guest this Sunday is bass assistant composer Rosa Brunello, talking to us this Sunday all the way in Italy. And I met your music, I think, when you were involved with the Women in Jazz Collective. Let's talk about that experience.
Well, first of all, I want to thank Women in Jazz for asking me to be part of this this album that is going to come out once a month. You know how it is? Yeah. So every single comes out once a month, and my song was the first to come out last January. So I want to thank them and all the staff. They did a great job. This collaboration started most of all because in my project there is Yaz Ahmed, that is an amazing trumpet player. She's part of the Women in Jazz movement, and so I think she was kind of a person in the middle between me and, you know, and Women in Jazz. So
facilitator,
exactly. So thanks to Yaz and Tamar Osborne as well, that she's another amazing saxophone player from London. I came into this. The collaboration started, and for me it's a super chance to bring my music more, you know, away from Italy, and because, you know,
heard it all the way in South Africa. They've done a good job.
that's unbelievable job. For me. That's really great.
An incredible job.
I am so grateful. Thank you so much.
My next thing, Rosa, was, you know, jazz has historically been a male-dominated field, you know. I want us to talk about, you know, some of the challenges that you have faced, you know, navigating or moving around this industry as a woman.
Well, I would like to mention the fact that since some years I am playing with an amazing woman, that is Didi Bridgewater. And she's doing she has this quartet of only women in the band, and she wants to bring this message, you know, on the stage, that is women are in the jazz scene, you know. So because also she has a life when the world was even more male than now. So obviously it's more important, it's different maybe for her than for a child. But at the same time, it's super important that she does this, to bring a female band on the stage. I must say that in my professional life, I lived several situation where I felt I was called only because I was I am a woman, and not because I play in the way that you like, you know. So and for me this is the worst thing ever, because I am trying from the beginning, from the start, when I started to play, I'm trying to do the best I can, and I don't want to reach a place only because of my genre, you know, but because I deserve it, you know. So yes, it's very delicate. I think it's a very delicate talk, but for me it's very, very important.
Thank you. You know, and as we wrap up that part of the important conversation, you know, I wanted to even ask or say, you know, ever since you were in collaboration with Miss Dee Dee Bridgewater, you know, and the work that you did with her, have you maybe noticed has there been a change, you know, in women representation, you know, on the jazz bandstands? And if not, what more can we do to include more women? You know, what's your opinion on that?
It's hard to answer. You know it. It's not easy because, as I say, it's very, very delicate. Yeah, for sure. Since I work with Didi Bridgewater, I think I have some more visibility because Didi is a star. You know, she's history. She's amazing. So I think this for sure has an impact on my career, you know. But no, what I want to notice is that also from what I see, the new generations are very, very different from what I lived in my years ago, let's say. I don't want to say I'm old, so I will say only years ago. But it's true. It's true. When I was younger, there weren't that so many women for me, like references, you know. Now, young girls, they have much more women to look at on stages. I can see that. I can notice that. And much more young women. For me, they have more to teach than old people. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Because they were born in a different situation. So for them, maybe it's also more natural, more normal, more, you know. So sometimes they have a different point of view. And it helps you more.
And I wanted to actually tap into, you know, some of the different countries. The last time you and I had a conversation, you were on a road trip to another country to go perform. And you've collaborated with musicians, you know, from diverse backgrounds. What has been one of the biggest moments for you, you know, whilst you're traveling during your shows? What has been your favorite one, maybe?
Well, I have different favorite ones, if I can. The collaboration with Maurice Lucas, that is an amazing musician and producer from Cairo, Egypt is for me a very, very precious collaboration. Last year, I went to Cairo to record his new album. By the way, he's also in my project, so it's a very strict collaboration. And last year when I went there to the studio to record this new album that will be released in few months, for me it was great, because honestly, and every time I and Maurice we joke about it, it was funny because I couldn't understand anything most of the time. They were talking in Arabic, and that is a sound that I love. But they were so friendly, so lovely, you know. Most of the time they were just talking in Arabic because I was the only one who was talking in English. And sometimes, of course, they didn't remember that I couldn't understand, you know. But the humanity and the warm and the beautiful people that were part of his project there in the studio 4 days, it was so beautiful, and the music is amazing. So I have a beautiful memory from that, and it will stay in my heart forever. Yes, it's really
incredible. Kofifa FM, we're still spending time here with Rosa Brunello. She is a bassist and composer. She's world traveled and she speaks fluently about, you know, jazz and how it all comes together in her creative space and the many collaborations that she's had, you know. And in this past hour, we've also been sharing music from her different compositions, or rather from her different projects, you know, that we have been exploring here on the K Jazz Show. Now, you know, as we wrap up, Rosa, what do you hope the audience feels, you know, when they listen to your music, you know?
Well, I would like to know before to hope what they feel. But of course, I prefer that they feel a good thing than a bad thing. Of course, that I mean, I hope to communicate feelings of, you know, hope, and it's a big word, but love, sharing, humanity. You know, we are living in a very hard times, so I hope my music can, what I try to do, at least for myself, is to feel better. So,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
I really hope
that this music can bring something positive, can change at least 5 minutes of your life.
Yeah.
You know.
Beautiful. Yeah, I know. And maybe lastly, you know, what's next for Rosa? What can we expect now?
Well, in 1 week I will have a tour in North Europe, and I am super happy. With my band, we will be in Belgium, the Netherlands, and Sweden. And we are working to go to Senegal at the end of May. So this is a big, big news. And well, in the next months, I will tour a lot with Didi Bridgewater in Europe, around Europe. So this is my near future of this year. I will go back to the studio with my band, work on the new album that will be released at least the next year. So we will see when we will be able to release it.
Look, we look forward to it, and maybe, just maybe, a tour date to be added to Johannesburg. That would be fantastic too.
Oh, that would be amazing.
We're just putting it out there.
I would love to. I would really love to.
Oh, we'd love to host you. We'd love to host you. But thank you so much, you know, for having this conversation with us. Of course, Rosa, it has been an absolute pleasure diving into your musical world, your journey, your artistry, your dedication to jazz is truly inspiring. And of course, thank you for sharing your story with us. You know, we can't wait to hear more of your incredible music. And until the next time you and I get together, please keep the jazz spirit alive.
Thank you so much. It was a real pleasure. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
She is an Italian bassist, composer, and sonic explorer whose music defies convention and thrives on innovation. Her name is Rosa Brunello, and this Sunday she was on the KJazz show.